You're on Explosion, hookthewave.com.au. I'm Richard Lawson. Grunge music tonight. And probably the biggest selling grunge of all time is Nirvana. It smells like Teen Spirit from their second album, 1991's Nevermind. Explosion, grunge music tonight on hookthewave.com.au. Here's another band that I actually had something quite a bit to do with. I managed them in the 80s when they just put out this, Swampland by the Scientists. Just sort of swamp music, but it's a bit grungy as well, so I put it on grunge music. It was probably the song that really broke them into a very big cult scene and ended up moving to London after this. But Swampland's probably one of their best remembered songs by the Scientists. Scientists on grunge music on the explosion, bookthewave.com.au. Next band, the Wailers, often credited as the Fabulous Wailers. They are predecessors of the Sonics in Tacoma, Washington. They became popular in the United States Northwest around the late 50s into the start of the 60s, so these guys are probably the earliest. Now, I don't know how they got this fuzz guitar sound, because I don't even know if fuzz guitar had been invented then, but this is off their second album in 1959 called Hang Up.
Yeah.
I hope you're all getting suitably offended here on grunge music. It's pretty full on, and it's going to get even dirtier yet. Here's Pearl Jam with Live, the debut single. It cemented their popularity straight off the word go. 1991's Alive by Pearl Jam. Here we go.
Oh,
on The Explosion, hookthewave.com.au. I'm Richard Lawson. Tonight's episode, this one's a little bit biased. I used to be in this band, The Lion Spiders. I was the drummer. Slave Girl by The Lion Spiders. It's pretty grungy. We've got a chain in there. It's pretty gothy. Enjoy it, The Lion Spiders with Slave Girl.
To the Stone Age with me.